Kumlen Lablad Gemara. We're up to Daf Mem Dalid Amar Aleph. But first, we will go over the Gemara that the census pulled out yesterday. Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph on the bottom of the page. We are up to the following. The fun of Imi Kodolai, about 10 lines on the bottom. This is where our Gemara ends. That you only make the announcement right as you're leading him to the execution place, and not prior to that. We learned Pesach, 10 lines at the bottom, the very first line of Tanya. They hung, they strangled, they hanged. What do you call it? Yishai, Bahakruz, Yashke Bahakruz, Yaitzil fun of Mem Yem Kaidim Shehu Yaitzil Sokol, and they made an announcement 40 days prior. So according to this, 40 days before Pesach, they already determined that he'll die. May announcement. Al Shekisha, because he did witchcraft. Vehesiz, vehediach et Yisroel. And he induced the Yidin, seduced the Yidin to go astray. Kol Misha Yedelos Chuz Yav V'Yimelov. The announcement was, if anybody can find anything about him that makes him innocent, please come forward. Le'motel Es Chuz. 40 days went by, they couldn't find his Chuz. V'Talu Be'er Pesach. And they hang him at Pesach.
The Goyim have a different, that they nailed him to the cross.
Just 1 second. So that's what Rashi says, and we learned before Rashi. Rashi says, "Mi koraloi aboyim yom kaidim." This is the aboyim yom. Otherwise, Rashi doesn't.
Rashi had this girsa.
Obviously, Rashi had this girsa. Rashi said 40 days before. Omar Ulu says, "Klep nishganse ma'isa v'tizbara barafuches chusu." Barafuch is chusu. Doesn't make sense why they make an announcement to try to find him innocent. The chayyim a mesis. He is a mesis. He's convincing others to go away from it, to go astray. Brachmona leisachma veleisachasalov. Elashayna Yoshka is different. The kod of lemalchusu. He's close to government, which actually means that this is not the Yoshka that we know. Cannot be this is the Yoshka that we know. Nothing here makes sense here because first of all, he was like, not only not called Malchus, the Malchus themselves wanted to kill him, and it considered him a rebel. And according to this, he died at a Pesach. When we know that he, according to their tradition, he did not die at a Pesach. He had to say it and everything else, but then he died. Anyway, as it says in all of our Svarim, there were a number of people called Yoshka, just like the Maisa of Yeshiva Chalafta. That with Yoshka, which we say couldn't have been, the years just don't match up. Like 200 years different, so the same thing would be. You have to say it's a different person. However, the Gemara continues. Tarabon, Chamisha Tamidim Hoyle LeYoshka. He had 5 Tamidim. First one sounds like Matthew. Matoi, he says one was Makoi, the next one Nakoi. Don't know who that would be. One was Netzer. Don't know who that would be. One was Boini, and one would be Toida. Asul LeMosa. They brought Matthew along. Amaluhu Mosa Yehari. We got to kill you. He said, "How can you exceed as a pasuk which we say actually in today's Tillim? Mosai obvei veira panei lekim. Sorry, he doesn't say anything. He says, "Mosai obvei veira panei lekim. Mosai has to be left alive because he is going to see the Eibushter. Amrulai in Mosai yaharuk. Morim when he gets killed because in today's Tillim the chsiv Mosai yamuz va'avat shmoi. That Mosai has to be put to death and his name should be lost." Asul in the koy, but the next guy in the koy, Amalu, he defended himself in the koy. Yaharik, Haksiv and Naki v'tzad gatarik. It says the pasuk, "You're not allowed to kill a Naki, Mister Me." Amalai in the koy, Yaharik. Haksiv says, "Mistadim, Yaharik Naki." Clandestinely, you have to kill him. Asul and Neitzer, but Neitzer, Amalu and Neitzer. Yaharik, Haksiv and Neitzer, Misharosh of Yifra, that he should sprout and flourish. Amalai in Neitzer, Yaharik. Haksiv says, "Va'ati shlachta mikivrachol ke Neitzer." That will throw into the in the cave like a Netzer Nisaf. It's an abomination. Okay, but quoting from Sukkim. Asul Levoini Amalu.
This is the based in answering them.
Yes. Boini, each one is defending himself. Boini Yahadig, see, Bini Bechadi Israel. I'm a good guy. Amrele, in Boini Yahadig, see, if you're not going to kill you, I'm about to kill you, the guy who calls up Bini Bechadi. Asul Taida, they brought Taida. Amalu Taida Yahadig. The last guy was Taida. You want to kill Taida? See, Mizmal Saida. These other 4 names are not recognizable names. Who are they? It seems to me, you can't look at any fortune, but it seems to me that this is not the Yoshka that we know. Nothing here fits in here. Because the whole story here is wrong. The whole story here is wrong. Identify that. The whole story is wrong because it says that it was close to the Malchus and Yoshka was not. So, yeah. It says one. It's one of Chaim Noisav adds the word Noitzvi. Yeah, but all of them called Yoshua Noitzvi. That's the name of a city. Not all, could be a few. Remember years ago, I was looking at these things. There were five Yishras. Anyway, four. Let's go back to Al-Gemara. We're up to Gemara Mem Dal and Aleph.
Common name for people who are racist.
I guess so. Or each one called them by that name. They were inspired by their predecessor. We are up to the Mem Dal and Aleph. We are up to. And we had a long Rashi to learn today. That's why we lit most of the Gemara yesterday, or part of the Gemara. We're up to the Gemara here. Over here. About five lines above the middle wide lines. Vayatzikum lifne Hashem. He thrust it in front of the Eibishter, and lachem above the chavtum of the amakum. That Yeshua went and thrust it before the Eibishter, spread it out. He took the plunder that Achan stole. Al elu tehareg rubishas and hedin. Because of this, you're going to kill. Because what happened was, and then it went to Ai, and 36 people died. Who are these 36 people? Members of the Sanhedrin, or your Menashe equal. Then for this you killed them. See what it says. Vayakum mehem anshi ai kish shloishim v'shishis. Like 36 people. V'tanya, one day you hold shloishim v'shisha mamish. And not stamp 36 people, but the 36 people, the rov of the Sanhedrin, all G'dayli Yisrael, Divra B'yuda. Om le mechemya v'chi shloishim v'shisha hayu. It says kish shloishim v'shisha. It was a 36. V'alo le nemer ela kish shloishim v'shisha. Ela. Ze yoyer be Menashe sheshakul kineged rubash Sanhedrin. That is equal to the rov of the Sanhedrin. This was the pasuk. Tachanunim yedaber rosh, that a rosh will speak very softly. But the osher yana as a rich person answers chutzpah. Tachanunim yedaber rosh and Moshe. Moshe spoke meekly and timidly. But osher yana as a Yeshua, and Yeshua came forward with very brazenly betinus, like over here where he said, you know, he said for this he killed the people. First, I have a hard time understanding how we can compare Moshe as a rosh and Yeshua as an usher when we always say Pnei Chama is Moshe and Pnei Levana is. So the Rameh says in interesting shot, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu had so many schusim, had a lot, obviously much greater, but he had so many miracles in his lifetime that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he used up all of his schusim. So therefore, he talked like a rosh. Yeshua didn't have any miracles happen in his lifetime. So even though his schusim were far fewer, but he didn't use them up yet. He didn't use up his credit. So he still had a full credit card. Elam, Moshe says, "Vayetzikum lifnei Hashem." He spread them out for Hashem. Vamram Nachman bore the chavtun lifnei Hashem, like he threw it. He thrust it from the Eibishter. Otu pinchas le'avod hachi pinchas, the exact same thing. When the mice of Zimri, it says, "Vayamid pinchas vayefalal." Doesn't say vayispalal, vayefalal. He and he daven vateotzer amagay when the plague stopped. And Omer Abelazer vayispalal loynemet vayefalal. Vayefalal means that he demanded. Melamich also pluralism kind of. He made a demand and he argued to Eibishter, why are you killing so many Eden for Maisa Zimri? Above the Chafnuf Neamakim, he threw them to Eibishter, the Zimri and Cosby, Al Elu Yiplu Esim Vabo Elav Misrael. Because of these two people, you killed off the entire Shevet Shimon, 24,000 people. The Chesivit says, Vayi Amesim, I gave a boy of the Esim Elav. So Pinchas did the same thing. Mela Mahocha, from here, Loma, he said, he said to the Eibishter, why did you over here go ahead and you cause the people to go away? I said, why in the world did you bring the Eden to the yard? And look what happened. We're in the yard and Eden are dying. Moshe, not me, Moshe said anything. I don't understand this whole Gemara because all these other occasions, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about Klal Yisrael. Yeshua, Sechakel, 36 people died. Over there by Pinchas, 24,000 people died. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the entire Klal Yisrael, except Shevet Levi, was there in Mitzrayim, and Lom HaRiyosin, you know, life became much different, more difficult. So they had a right maybe to have a time to Eibishter. Yeshua was talking about 36 Yidden, and he spoke in the same language. Unless every Yid. Maybe
Moshe Rabbeinu would also do the same for 36 people.
But he didn't. We're talking about there's no precedent for it. We're saying, what's the big deal about Yeshua? It was all done before. It wasn't done before for such a small group of people. Elamahacha from here, Velu Alno, he said, Halavai would have helped us that what? He said, why didn't he help us across the garden to give us over the hand of a Modi to destroy us? Velu Hoy Alnu, Halavai, we would have hoped the nation of every yard would have remained every yard. That's what he said wrong. He said, stand up. He said, Kum Lach, stand up. Your argument is worse than anybody else's. Ani amarti, I said, what did Yeshua do wrong? Why was Yeshua upset in Yeshua? What was his aveda? I said, as soon as you cross the yard, you should set up harev over hargrizim and go ahead and do the brachas and klolos. V'atem richaktim samech mil. And you waited to go travel 60 mil to find hargrizim harev, and therefore you went to terrible thing. And the Rashi, so Tesis asked, and Rashi, the way Rashi learns is very difficult to understand. The Abishah told him to go to Harev and Haraglizim. Harev and Haraglizim happened to be 60 kilometers away. What should he do?
What's his fault?
you chose to go there, and that's where you placed these mountains. So Tesis wants to learn there were two Harev and Haraglizim. Who asked him to choose the second one? He could have chosen the first one. Pretty hard to imagine there were two sets of mountains with exact same names in Eretz Yisrael. But that's what Tesis answers. Another answer to this is that he actually, it wasn't real mountains. He took a whole bunch of sand and he made mounds, and they called them Har Evel and Har Grizim. So why did you wait 60 kilometers to do it? You could have done it as soon as you got into Israel. Okay, Bosat the Nafik, after Rav Shaila walked out of the room. And this is what Rav Shaila says was his Aveda, why Hashem was upset with Yeshua, why he delayed it. When he walked out of the room, Oikim Rav and Mudal Rav then set up an Amoida for him, Vidorah Shidashin. He didn't want to stay in front of Shaila, he waited till he left. Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe, Avdo, Kain Tziva Moshe as Yeshua, Chenos Yeshua, Lehei Sid Dovim, because Hashem as Moshe. You tell me Yeshua sinned. It says in the Fashion of Pasuk Tanakh that Yeshua didn't deviate one iota from what he was told. So why did he stand up as if he's doing something wrong? Omle Atu Garam Tulem. Yeshua had a time to the Abish. Sorry, the Abish said to him, it's your fault. This whole story of Achim is your fault. I never said that they should not participate in the spoils of Yericha. You decided unilaterally, made a decree, and then the guy defied your decree, and now it's Tak Tzadis. Who asked you to add more Gzedis? The 630 mitzvah of the Torah is not enough. What do you make this another Gzedis for? So he said, you Atu Garam Tulem. It was your fault. Because you made this gzeira behind the kamele by ayin. This is what they just said by ayin. But asisol ayin ulamalka kasher asisol yirichu malka lamalka. That you didn't ayin what you did over here by but you didn't yirichu because Yeshua was the one who did it. You again made all kinds of rules which plunder you could take, which you cannot take. We're talking about Yeshua. We continue. He said to him, he bent down and he saw this. You know what it was, and he said, "No, I'm a malach of the Eibishter, and now I came." And he bent down the ground, and he.
Sorry,
to Atobosi
means about what's happening now. Not about what was previous.
That's going right here, but we had more in Megillah. Yeah, he said to him, he said to him, I came right now. He bent down, he prostrated on the ground, and he said to him, what do you want? How did he bow down to him? How did he bow down? I'll give shalom at night. As Rashi explained, shalom is Abish's name. You know, at night, because Chashin Hashem is shed, it's a shed. Now, it's fascinating. As you know, the Rambam doesn't believe in shedim at all. Nowhere does the Rambam bring down. Every time the Gemara talks about Shadim, he changes it to Mazikin or whatever. And the Midi follows the Rambam's way. So what does it do with this Gemara right here? So the Midi says a beautiful pshat. He says, not talking about that. What? But what is a shed and you're saying shalom to a shed? Not at all. He says, we're talking about Goyim here. But Goyim who believe and worship Shadim. And those are the worst kind. Not only do they believe in another God, they believe in these Meshagasin. That's how we learn. Obviously, me, the Rambam learned the same way. And we're worried as a shade. And the Gemara, Shiny Hassan, the Karmelay, said, Nisar Tzva Hashem Atabasi. There's no way that a shed would use the Abish's name in vain. But Dilma Mashakri, Gemidid Le Mafke Shem Shemayim Batola. Even the Shadim don't Mafke Shem Shemayim Batola. Unfortunately, we have a hard time understanding. And if it's a Malach, he was allowed to bow down. Why was he bowing? You're not allowed to bow down to the Malach, only to the Abish's. So they want to say, it depends why you bow down to the Malach. If you bow down to the Malach has independent powers, it's forbidden. If you bow down to the Malach, or this is the Abish's is a representative, then you're allowed to. Yeah. Amalei. So the Malach said to him, we have a tiny to you. Emesh yesterday. This we had in Gemara and Megillah. Yesterday, Bitaltem Tomich Abena Bayim, because you took the Aron, as Tashas explains in Megillah. You took the Aron with you. When there's the Aron, there's nobody ringing in Kabbalah. So because of you, they didn't ring Tomich Abena Bayim. And then last night, when the people could have sat and learned Torah, we have a war during the day. That's an excuse not to learn a Shiurim at night. And you did not let them learn Torah at night because you continued the war. You did two Avedas. So he asked him, "Nu Aleizim and Bosses, which is worse? The fact we didn't bring a carbon tzibur or the fact that we're not learning Torah?" Amalei Atabasi, coming now because this is much worse. Miyad immediately by Yolan Yeshua Balaila Hubatacha Emek. Yeshua rested that night in the depths. Amar Rabbi Yechel Melamed Shalom Ba'im Kasha Alacha. They went to the depths of learning. Here's clear, it's evident, that Talmud Torah is greater than bringing Kabbonis. Now, if you remember the Gemara Megillah over there, it says there's two kinds of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah the Yochin and Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Talmud Torah the Rabbim is stronger than Avodah, and Avodah is, you know, is stronger than Shabbos and all those things. But it makes it chilek. Here, in this Gemara here, there's no chilek. You just say Talmud Torah generally. Even learning on your own is greater than Kabbonis. Amale Abai le Rav Dimi. Abai says Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi used to live in Israel. He learned by Rav Yechon, or he learned by whichever Amroim. And then he came to Babel. So he constantly he used to say Ki Osir Rav Dimi, or he always brought because they used to ask him, quiz him all the time. So what do they say in Israel about this? What do they say about that? So Abai asked him, "Tell me, Haikra the following pasuk in my Rav in Israel, but my Mekmitla. How do you learn the following pasuk? It says, Al Teid say Lariv. Don't go out there to Lariv to quarrel." Quickly, pen. So what are you going to do at the end? When your friend will embarrass you, you will fight the quarrels with your friend. Do not reveal the secret to others. What is going on here? What's here going on here? He said, "This is the Yeshaya talking to Yecheskel, or the Abish talking to Yecheskel." I want you to go tell the Yidden that Avicha, your father, was Emoidi, and Yimcha, your mother, was Chitis. Rashi says here, which is unfortunately a hard time understanding, Avicha Emoidi, Rashi says, Terach, the avois of Miknan bo. Terach comes from Knan. Since when? Terach comes from shame. Not from Knan. Knan is from Chom. Knan was Chom's youngest son, and he was the one who was cursed. And Terach from shame. And yet the Rashi says here, Terach the avois of Miknanbo. Unless Rashi maybe means is that they behave like Knan.
So what's he came from more custom. He came from.
So what's the avois of them? Just Terach. Terach Miknanbo. And your mother was Chitis. What do you mean your mother? And we just had a sort of come from Chitis. Where does that come from?
So they were spiritual
heads because they emulated their ways. Okay, so, yeah. Okay. But that's what Rashi says. I mean, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Miknanbo, Miknanbo. Unless, like Yimi said, they came from the land of Canaan. But then how does Chais come in?
How does what?
Chais. Sorrow is a Chitis. So it was buried.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, anyway, he said to him that your no, don't feel so great. Your ancestors came from these people here. Omra Ruach Paskoinis, or the spirit called Paskoinis, came to intervene. Lifna Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ba'inu Shalom. Im Yavoyu Avram V'sod. If Avram V'sod were alive right now, would you tell them in their face that your ancestors are Canaan and Chais? Stand here. Ata Oimelem. Will you tell them Machlim Oischa and you would embarrass them? Rivcha Rives Leecha. You have a quarrel with your friends. Besoid Acher Al Togel. And these secrets you don't reveal to anybody. No, you keep it to yourself. Why are you attacking the Eden and making fun of their ancestors? Who would speak this way to the Eibishter? Sorry. Okay. So you have another difficulty. Yeah. And even the would be Yid. How do you embarrass anybody? So he says Al Togel. Don't reveal it. So what I asked, this guy has a right to go ahead and argue this way with the Eibishter. Yes, the Amr Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Chanina, Shol Hashem, Yeshle. This particular Malach has three names. Which Malach is this? We're talking about this Pesukin. We'll see in a minute who it is. Pesukin Itmoin Siglin. Pesukin, this Malach, we'll see in a minute who this Malach is, has three names. He's called Piskoin, Shepaisig, Dvorik, Malach. He doesn't talk meekly. He comes forward and he's very strident. Itmoin Shaitim Avanusain Jesrael, he tries to conceal the sins of the Yidden. And Sigroin Kivun Shasoge, once he finishes talking, Shuman Psayah. If he couldn't find, he exhausted every possible means to defend the Yidden. If he couldn't, then nobody can. Who is this person? So Rashi says over here, Gavriel. This is Mala Gavriel. An amazing Vilna Gaon on your left side if you want to look at the Gaon, the Hagois Hagro. This is Rashi, yeah? Rashi is Mala Gavriel. You more than say who it is. Says Vilna Gaon, Beis, Rashi, Maska, Pasconi, Gavriel, Nirshim Betzad, Einu Kain. Rashi's wrong. Why would he say that? The Zohar says that this was actually Malach Matatrin. So the Gro says that Rashi is wrong. Does that mean that Rashi did not see the Zohar? And is that what he's trying to say? And why didn't the Gro then just say Zohar Malon Watatzon? Don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting rule going here. But Rashi is not right. End of the story. Without bringing any proof for anything. That's something else. He's saying Rashi is not right. He's saying this is not changing your gifts. Yeah, I'm saying he could have said that you're bezoya because you're exactly. Very strong words. Okay. Tell you more about there's a later passage where it says Hayarich Shuacha Levoitzer. That you set up the shuach, the friends who told Eve, Hayare shuacha, did you daven to the Eibishter, to the one who can help you, and loy boitzer before the tzaras you had? Did you daven to the age before the tzara? Amar Rabbi Elazar le'olam yakdim adon tefil letzara. You should daven before the tzaras come about. Shel mali hegdim Avram tefil letzara. If not for the fact that Avram Avinu davened before the tzara, ben beis kel or ben ay, when he davened standing in that place, if he wouldn't have davened on behalf of Eden, who knows how many Eden would have died in ay. Le'nishtayim esayin ayin shay Yisrael, sorry the polit. Every Eden would have been killed achman islam. Sorry?
We've got
Sinaim.
Yeah. We've got Nirishay.
No, I've got Sinaim. Yeah. It's a miscellaneous, so yeah. Wait a second, there's a dalit over there on the side. What's this dalit? No, something else. Nothing. Yeah. So that's what he said. You have to daven before. But the big kunz after the tzara comes, he's run to shul and daven. You should daven before the tzara happens. Then what happened? Then Rabbi Eiter, Rish Lakish says, "Kol he dashens kol ha'amitz atz mitzvili." He daven very hard. Milmato ain le tzara milmaila. There won't be many persecutors above. Rabbi Yechonah says, "La'olam yivakish adam rachmim." You should, instead of davening that you should not have no prosecutors, daven you should have advocates. Sheyehakom ma'amtinas koychem. You should daven that what? Everybody should stand and advocate on your behalf. Interesting. So Shlokish says, "Daven you should cut off all the prosecutors," and Rabbi Yechonah says, "Daven you should have advocates." You won't have any tzadim umayla. Tell you what, Vayikim and Nayish give Levidu. If that high Levidu works, the mice with Achon Tanya Rabbi Levidu. Nayish give Levidu high no works. Remember, Hayim Lo Yeshua. Mar Karton Yakech Hashem. Hayim Azeh. Maybe straight the three way they despise you this day. Hayim Azeh Ato Akul. Today you can say despise. We Ato Akul Olam Habo, but not in the future. Uchsi. It says in Pasuk. Uvnei Zorach. The children Zorach. What number of kids? Zimri, Eson, Hamel, Chalko, Vodada, and Kulam Chamisha. The total of five. My kul chamish, I mean all five. We can see there's five there. Moshe says kul chamish and lam haba, just like all those tzaddikim, so too is Achon, because he did tshuva. Ksiv Zimri, Ksiv Achon. What's his name? Zimri or Achon? Here he's called Zimri ben Zorach, and other places called Achon. Rav Shmuel Chad Omar. Oh, one of them is Achon Shmoy. One of them says real name was Achon Lomni Gushmoy. Zimri is awesome. Ma'ase Zimri. He behaved like Zimri. What did Zimri do? Zimri was noyif. Zimri committed adultery or whatever with this woman there, with Cosby. And we learned yesterday in the Gemara that Achan also was boiled a night Hamarasa, according to one opinion. The other one said he gets the same punishment. So this opinion says he's with Zimri, also Maisa Zimri. The Chadom is Zimri Shma, his real name is Zimri. He wrapped his sins like a snake around the Eden, because everybody suffered as a result of what he did. And we said yesterday his wife and children knew, and nothing, nobody stopped them. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you want to be innocent, you can go ahead and say, I'm innocent, and all of my elevation be forgiven, except this one, because I'm innocent. So what's wrong? You're saying that every person get up and do the same thing, they'll forfeit their tshuva, just so who cares? People were going to say that this is the last word that came out of his mouth. He must be saying the truth. And yet Bezin is finding him guilty. What kind of Bezin is this? A corrupt Bezin or something, or useless, incompetent? So therefore, we don't want people walking around being Meitzi Laz and Bezin. V'ala Eidim on these witnesses, because we have no proof that these witnesses are liars. Tarma Milan, Maise Ba'adam Echaz, a story with a person, Sheyotze Lehadi, was taken to be killed. Omar, he said, Yeshbi Oven Zeh, if I have this sin within me, like Tehemi Sase Kapoda, L'chalav, and I said, my Misa should not be a Kapoda for all my sins. He may be Oven Zeh, but if I did not commit a sin, Tehemi Sase Kapoda, L'chalav, and I said, if I did a sin, I don't want a Kapoda. If I did not do a sin, then this is my Kapoda. Ubezdin v'chol Yisrael menukin, then I hold the Bezdin innocent, not their fault. If I'm innocent and these Eidim brought me to court to justify, then I'll never forgive these Eidim, and they'll go straight to Gehenna. heard these words. They felt the guy must be innocent. Such words. What can we do? We cannot retract our psak. Once a bezin gishes a psak, he can't change it unless you have evidence. Eliyahari will have to kill him. And the Edim will have to walk around the rest of their life with their conscience and this noose around their neck. Why would you think you believe him? If you're going to believe him, then every person right before he dies will make this speech. It will be a standard speech you make, and you'll have to let him go. The Edim turned around and they said, we really didn't mean what we said. We learned already a number of times. He cannot change your mind. Explain why they said the first thing. They hated the guy. The story with the tax collector. And the mother doesn't tell us the story. We're going to learn Rashi now. Beautiful story. Okay? Let's learn Rashi. Says Rashi, what's the story of the tax collector? Two lines from the top. There was a Yiddish tax collector, a Russia. As we learned before, that you cannot trust their ages because each of them collect a lot more than they're entitled to. He died on a certain day. On that very same day, there was a great man in that city. They both died on the same day. So what happened? All the people in the city went to the levaya of this big rav. And then the relatives of the tax collector were the only ones who came to his levaya. And they took the aron of the tax collector with them. What happened as they're both going to Levaya at the same time? The kovtzu aleim oivim, they were jumped upon by a bunch of enemies. The henichu hamitas, they left behind the coffins or the beds. Uvarcho, they all fled. However, vahayisham talmid echad was one student of the big tzaddik. She yoshev lo imitas rabbi. He sat there and he guarded as covered hames. He guarded the mitah of his rebbe, and garnished. A short time later, when the enemies left, everyone came back. All the great people in the city came. By mistake, they all thought that the tax collector's mitzvah was the tzaddik's, and the tzaddik's mitzvah was the tax collector. So the whole crowd followed the tax collector and his brilliant minion. And this Talmud is screaming, and nobody's listening to him. He was screaming. Nobody even listened to him. The Krevi HaMoich is covered as a Chacham. So what happened? Who buried the Chacham? The relatives of this, of the tax collector. What possible thing? I mean, if I got it all wrong, maybe my Rebbe was not such a big tzaddik after all. Why did that Rosh get buried in this covered? He had a vision as his Rebbe came to Mecholim. Don't feel bad. Boy, the Erech B'chvoidi B'gan Eden. The covered God will come. Let me show you what I'm experiencing. Gan Eden, the covered I'm getting. Uvoy be erech ois ish be gehenim. Now come here and I'll show you that person where he is. He's in gehenim. V'tzir shah pesel gehenim sebe ozim. And they keep on slamming the door of gehenim on his ears. Sorry.
Very unusual
lotion. Yeah, the door in Gehenim is on his ear. Avo pamachas one time, Shamaiti, I heard, this is what the tzaddik is saying. I heard bignus tamid chachamim, I heard them embarrass the Talmud Chacham, v'lo machisi, and I didn't stand up to protest in the covenant of the Talmud Chacham. V'lo kachne en nashti, and that's why I was punished. V'zeh, and this tax collector did one good deed in his life. Pamachas, it happened once, heichin su'udu l'sariyir, he prepared a meal for the minister of the city. V'loi bosariyir, he never showed up. What did he do with all the food? V'chilke la'aniyim, he distributed it amongst all the poor. V'zeh ho'yuschad, and this is chad, they had a nice levaya. Omar, he said, Talmud, an masa ye'eise ish nodim b'din kosher, so that person in Gehenim with the door slamming on his ear, how long will he be in Gehenim? Omar, he told him, achi yomashim meshotach, v'yichon is tachtob. Shimon Meshatach will take the place of the Rosh, and they're going to slam the door in his ear. Omer le Lama, Shimon Meshatach. He was like, they have the bezin, the Sanhedrin Gedolah. How can it be? Omer le Mipnei Noshim Machshav Shafronius Yisraelius. There are these Jewish witches. She yesh ba Ashkelon, live in Ashkelon. Ve'ein oise ben din, and he's not taking them to court. So the morning, the following day, he woke up from his sleep. Sipper oise Talmud Vayin le Shimon Meshatach. He went straight to Shimon Meshatach and told him about his dream. Nu ma'asa, what is he going to do? Now these, we already had a few places in the Gemara that kishamachas get all their strength from the dirt in the ground by standing on the ground barefoot. So what did Shimon Shadrach do? Kines shmoinim bachrim, he took with 80 boys, 80 bachrim. Balek kaimer were tall. and strong. But they waited for a rain day. The Nasan Kad Gedoyle, and he gave each one a big fast, a big barrel, Biyad Kolech Vechot, in each one's hand. The Kippel Talu B'Techi told them to fold up their coat, their mantle, and your cloak, and put it inside the barrel and keep the lid on it. V'Amalen Hizoru Behen, and be careful. Shehen Shmoinim, they're 80. U'Bishah, he said, well, this is what we're going to do. Be very careful with these 80 witches. When we're going to go into the room and we're going to meet the witches, I want each one of you to immediately lift the witch from the ground so they no longer have the source of their energy. And then, they won't affect us anymore. But if not, if they're on the ground, we cannot overcome them. He went to their house where they were staying. He left the bochim outside in the rain. They said to him, who are you? I'm a warlock. I'm a wizard. I want to have a test with you guys. He was better at witchcraft. They said to him, what can you do? What's your big deal? Look, it's pouring outside, cats and dogs. I will bring you right now 80 barchim, atufi talises, neguvas. In the heavy rain, yet their cloaks will be totally dry. It's raining heavily. Like Hurricane Harvey there. Let's see. Yotzel chutz, Rabbi Yechon went outside. The Ramaz lehem, he hinted to them, Haitziu ha-talisim in ha-kadim, leave the barrels outside, put the coats on. V'nisatru behen, and immediately they went into the house, v'nichlesu, and they were all dry. And as soon as the witches were watching them to see they're all dry, v'ochaz kol echad es achaz mehen v'yigbiya. Each one lifted one of the witches from the ground, and v'yochlu lehem, and they were able to overcome them. V'haitzim, and they hung them over the shoulder, and v'tolum kulam, were all hanged on that day. And we learned before that even though we don't kill more than one day, but if it's all the same misa and everything else, it did. V'nizkanu kreveim bedover. Their relatives decided to take revenge. V'vohush naim, and what they do? Two of the relatives came. V'kivnu divrein, they went to court, and they were able to accurately match their testimony. V'hi'idu al-b'noi shel shimon v'shata chiyu misa. They testified that he did an aveda chai misa. Doesn't say what the aveda is, whether it was murder or whether it was chil Shabbos. The Nigma Dinah, the Bezin tried as hard as they could to prove the discredit the Aiden, they couldn't. So they came with a verdict that Shimon had to be dying. On the way, as they were being stoned, Omar, Shimon B'Shatach Sam is the one who made this speech we just said. If I'm guilty of whatever this crime is, like Tehei Misasi Kaporali. I'll call Avonoisai. This should be a kapara of my sins. V'koila tolu b'tzavei. But these two Edim here, there will be a noose around their neck the rest of their life. V'shomu'e, the Edim heard. And they remember, the Edim are the ones who have to come along. V'chazru b'em, they changed their mind. V'nosnu tam devrem, they explained the reason why we came to Chachilah. Machasina, we hated what they did to our cousins. Hanoshim. V'afa became l'nifto. Shimma Shatach said, no, we cannot. Shimma Shatach couldn't be on the Bezin because his father. But he was there. He told the Bezin, you cannot change your mind. And then he said the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, "Have you marbelach garesa edim?" What happened to the son? The Mefarshim have a little hard time understanding exactly what happened because the din is the yada edim nirushena. The edim are the first ones who have to punish. If the edim, it's ma'akiv. If the edim don't want to be involved in the stoning, there's no stoning going on. So what, if the edim
change their mind,
escape, run away. Unless that's only by skill. Unless this wasn't by skill, and maybe this was. No, it wasn't Chil Shabbos. It was only could be. They said that he was a murderer and he murdered somebody, and that's Isayif. And Isayif, it doesn't have to be. There's no Yada Edim Al Shaina. It's only by skill.
So then, how do you reckon this